Hey guys, Doll of the Monster here, answering Petal's fifth questionnaire. I apologize in advance for the background sounds. It's happening a party near me, and I don't think it's gonna, you know, end until midnight, so sorry. Anyways, I'm gonna answer this one. What's your love language? Of all the things you, of all the options you gave here, and actually my love language is gift. I like especially to make gifts. Something like pictures or something handmade, or even order something handmade, or maybe just record some audio and or make some pictures, or you know, something like this. I like to gift people, especially with things that I took a time and I put some effort and said, hey, this is me putting my love here and giving it to you. So my love language are gifts, but not bought gifts. Gifts that I make or order something special for someone, but it's like personal stuff. How and when did you discover your favorite kink? If you're not kinky, how did you find GWA? I am kinky. I am very kinky. And I have, I can say two kinks that I have my favorites. First, towards someone is CBT. Yes, my favorite kink is cock and ball torture. Especially ball bust. I discover watching porn. I was watching something to get off, and I just saw like ball busting, and I was like, okay, is this what I'm thinking? And I just clicked and I saw that gorgeous mistress ball busting a guy. So it was wonderful, and I just came so hard for that video. And yes, I loved. So CBT, especially ball busting, is one of is my favorite kink towards men. I really love men suffering. It's kinky for me. And towards me, I like to be a kitten, but actually like act like a human kitten, like purring and meowing a little bit, but moaning and talking like this a little bit, you know, soft and lazy, so sweet. I really like it. And I discover my friend, she bought a tail, a cat tail, and she put and took a picture and showed me, and I was thinking like, hey, I just loved this one, and I went buy some. I said, wow, maybe I should try, and I bought my purple tail, and which I have pictures in my profile, and I just bought it, and during the time I was waiting to arrive because it was a China ball purchase, I was thinking about this idea and I started to like too much. So today, if someone talked to me like a kitten, I really turn on so fast. So yes, this is my kink towards me. What do you wear to bed? I am wearing right now, I am already ready to bed, but unfortunately this sound won't end so soon. Panties, it's hot, so it's summer here in the south. So I wear panties and a tank shirt. And when it's cold, I wear my pajamas, my PJs. I have some cute PJs, like pink PJs and fluffy PJs and stuff like this. But I really like to wear less in the bed. You know, I really, if I could, I would sleep naked. I'm sorry, I can't sleep naked because I live with other people. So that's it. But I really like to be comfortable like this. And I am really now with my black panties, cotton panties, and a tank shirt. So that's it. Okay. Where are you answering this questionnaire? My bedroom. On my bed. Yes. What's your favorite kind of soup? I love misoshiro. Is I believe it's a soy soup, it's a Japanese soup, and you put some spices and stuff, but I really love just the misoshiro. That's a paste, and you put some hot water and that's it. My favorite kind of soup. How do you pronounce the word caramel? Caramel. How about data? Root, pecan, ant, envelope, pajamas, crayon. So you heard it. Would you have sex with an identical twin version of yourself? Yes. I would fuck myself so good. Yes, I would totally fuck myself. Fuck my identical twin. Hoping that she liked me too. Say your partner or potential SO is well versed in a certain subject and you find that knowledge to be extremely sexy. What would this subject be? I believe poetry. Yes, I mean, a smart guy, a guy that loves poetry is so fucking hot. So would be poetry, yes, totally. Dating wise, how old is too old for you? How young is too old? Is too young? Too young for me? I would say less than 25 would be too young for me. I mean, 25 is not even a choice. Like for me, I could date someone, but it's nothing that I really want, you know. Too old? I don't know, 80 maybe? Something like that. I would date a guy with 60, 65, but I don't know if I reach the 70s. Yeah, no, it's too. Depends on the guy, but no. Has anyone ever told you sound like someone else? A celebrity, cartoon character, or anyone else? Well, no. And if someone listened to this and say, hey, you sound like... Just tell me. I would like to know. Okay. How old do you think your listeners think you are? I don't have idea. Some people just think that I sound really younger, so I really don't have any idea, but probably you don't know my age, you would never, you know, expect. Are you a picky eater? What will you absolutely not eat? Is there a food you like that most other people don't? Okay, I am not a picky eater. I eat a lot of things. And what I would absolutely not eat Well, shrimps because I'm allergic. But it's not, I mean, if I wasn't, I would eat a lot of shrimps. I really like the taste. I remember the taste. I wasn't before, but I developed this. I don't know why. And I would not eat something that people said that was too bitter, really bitter. I really don't like bitter things. I just, it's awful. And liver. I hate liver. But that's all. And yes, I love sushi. I don't know why people just say yuck, just you know. And I say I love sushi, it's delicious. And chips with vinegar. Hello, Irish. So I learned to eat chips with vinegar in Ireland. I mean, I loved before, I liked before. But when I went to Ireland, they just, you know, told me how to do it properly, and I learned. So this is it. Is there a certain country, culture, or time period you're fixated on, and you would like to learn more about? I think Italy. Yes, Italy culture, Italy country. I believe the language is awesome. Culture, I would love to learn about Indian culture, especially the ashrams. I am a very spiritual girl, so yes, I truly believe I want to learn more about Indian, especially the ashrams there. Our time period, maybe the old Wild West is something like this. I would like to learn more about. I mean, I know it's not cheesy as the movies, but it's something that just piqued me. Oh, and medieval. can you comfortably go to the rest of your life without falling in love? Please, I really wish this, but I don't know. I think not. I am a girl that fall in love very easily, so, but I would like to. Honestly, it would give me less headache. Do you prefer blue skies or gray skies? Gray skies. I am a girl that loves something a little bit melancholic, so gray skies. What were your favorite shows as a child? I think Popples. Do you remember this? Popples. Popples. Get Along Gang. Get Along Gang. Get Along Gang. Oh my god. DuckTales, Punky Brewster, the cartoon and the series, the TV series, Super Vicky, and I am already giving my age here, but okay. I think, well, some of this. Oh yes, and some like. Power Rangers and Jaspion and Cyber Cops and I know the Power Rangers were, they are American, but all those Japanese ninja stuff, so they're great. Yes. Who was the Kamen Rider, and there was another Changeman. Changeman, oh great. So yes, those stuff, those ninjas and ninjas, turtle, Ninja Turtle, yes, they're great. My crush was on Michelangelo. All right. What is your favorite protein? Red meat. I am a girl, I am a carnivore girl, is that what I like? What it calls? Whatever. Are you interested in true crime?
No, I am a peaceful girl. Well, as long as I can do it. But I rather live in peace.
What are your heart limits sexually?
Towards me. Scat, water sports, blood, and extremely pain, and breast plays for something. Some personal reason. So that's it. And of course, extreme public. I like mild public, but extreme public, you know, that's it.
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Do you like reality television?
No,
gets me tired every time that I try. What do you think of pegging? Is the best thing that I could do? Actually, the second best, because I would love to ball bust someone, but I love pegging, and I think that a guy that likes pegging and he says, hey, I like pegging, I am okay with this, is a guy that is totally secure of his sexual life. So yes. How do you describe how adults ask each other out on dates or relationship versus how kids do it? I think that adults, we are just full of fear. We have the fear of the rejection, and we have fear to be mocked or something like this. So, well, we are not like... sometimes here we say we cook the person, like, and we analyze, and we, you know, and the kids just go and say, hey, do you want to go for a date or something like that? Don't you want to be my girlfriend? Do you want to be my boyfriend? And yes, okay, so yes, I like it. And we should be more like kids, you know. I mean, activate the future, because kids don't have the future. But the future, the social future, like, hey, I don't like your hair. But we should be more like kids, more spontaneous. So I rather kids. Do you like raw onions in your food?
Yes, it's delicious.
Can you curl your pinky without moving your ringer finger? Let me see. No, sorry. No, I'm not that special. No, not that special, sorry.
When sleeping next to a partner, do you prefer full on cuddling, touching a little bit, or not touching at all?
Depends on the weather, because if it's hot like today, I really rather that he sleeps on a couch, or me, or anything, just like don't even in the same bed, because it's very hot here, like 34 degrees Celsius degrees, and it's very, very hot. So I rather not touching at all. But if it's like more cold or something like that, if it's really bearable, I really love full of on cuddling. I am a cuddling bitch. So yes, I really love it. Cuddling slut, yes, and I really love it. But if it's too hot, just please don't even look at me. Just stay there in the living room. Do you shop at Costco or any membership-based shopping center?
No, because I don't live there.
But I would. What's a sexy scenario you fantasize about but literally cannot happen for you in real life?
It is tough for stuff being a high school student again.
Fucking, wow, 50 tall woman, etc. Okay, oh my god. Something that I fantasize. I would say... I really have more realistic fantasies, but... I would say I don't know, maybe medieval. Yeah, medieval stuff. It's always good to think about it. Wow, and the pet place, right? I mean, I am not a cat. Not for real. So, something like this. What's the fashion trend of your youth you find absolutely atrocious now? Oh my god. Okay, of my youth. Those, actually, I never wear. I had to wear because never people didn't sell anything different that time. But you remember those awful jeans that they almost didn't cover even the important parts, like they were too low, they were like Britney Spears jeans. That was awful, and I hate those kind of jeans. So I had to use that because no one made anything different that time. But I still hate it, and that was that. Yes, so that's it. Those jeans, and I always found atrocious, actually, but... okay. What's your favorite accent? Also, please best describe the quality of a voice that would really draw you in. I love Irish accent. I think it's hot as fuck. And maybe Texan accent is so great. I really like it. It's very interesting. And, the British accent, that is one of the favorites. They are nice, but really, I rather the Irish and the Texan accent. And, soothing and whispery voice. This kind of voice just draw me in. I love, especially, I think that that's why I love the sleep play, because always in sleep play, guys are so, girls too, but especially guys are so, they whisper to not wake the person, and hey, I'm seeing this, I'm seeing that, and it's so delicious. I am a ASMR addicted, so something like this. Do you keep things formal between you and your listener, simply thanking them for listening to your audios, or do you flirt back sometimes? Well, not just my listeners, but I post a lot of pictures, so I keep things formal. I can be nice to the community, but I am not here to make friends, actually. I am here to perform and to make part of a community. But I don't... No. Sometimes, maybe in a playful way, I can sound flirty. But I never flirt, actually. I learned to not to do it. Do you mind receiving pet names for strangers? Yes. I mean, if it's someone that is really nice to me and we started to have a conversation, it's a little bit fine. But like yesterday, a guy just called me on the Discord and he said, "Hey, little one." And I said, he's totally a complete stranger. And I was like, "Do I know you?" And he's part of server, another server that I am into. And he said, "No, but well, we can be friends." And I said, "Yes, because I hate when someone call me little one. I really do. And that bother me a lot. So if you are a complete stranger, just don't give me bad names. I'm gonna totally ignore you. And that's it. What are some facial features a person can have that you find exceptionally striking? A nurturing face, a nurturing look. I think that's important. And if have a big mouth is good too. But I like more the nurturing face, the nurturing look, and the big smile. Of course, I love smiles. Can you count how many sexual partners you've had? I'm sorry. On all your fingers? How about on all your fingers and toes? I can. I really can. Count on all my fingers, and I don't reach the all the fingers. Okay, no, I don't reach it. I think that in my life was 6. The whole life. Yeah, I think it was 6. So, something like this. Have you spoken to your favorite poster on GWA already? Yes! He was the first person that I contacted here. And he's extremely lovely. I will drop a name here, because he is the sweetest person that I know here. Is Mr. Moon Dance With Me. And he's totally awesome. He was great with me when I started. He heard my audio. He talked to me. And now I really consider him a friend. So, yes, I really did. I love a lot of posters, but he's my favorite, even because he was that great with me. So, that's it. And of course, my friend. I have some friends already, so that's it. Super long questionnaire. Okay, so, Petal, I really hope you enjoy my answers here. And as I said, I'm sorry about the noise, the background noise. But it was really fun, right? So, thank you, and good night, everyone.